AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 542 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. We have a cool question today from Collins, but before that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, one of my favorite companies because they make it easy for us to manage our business finances from the income to the expenses and also invoicing, too. They're serving over 3 million small business owners, and they can serve you, too, just making it very easy to track your income, see what's going on in your business, and also come tax season, just make it easy to figure things out and get the forms you need to share with your tax guy, or if you do the taxes yourself, again, it's all easily organized for you there. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thanks so much. All right, here's today's question from Collins.
Hey, Pat, how you doing? I just had a question, really. Quick question. I was wondering earlier on why you use ConvertKit instead of AWeber. And then I saw your article that says why you switched from AWeber to Infusionsoft to ConvertKit. And I couldn't help but notice that in the bill where your expense, if I can put it like that, from AWeber past the $1,000 mark. And there it was billed to Flindustries LLC. And I was like wondering, why is it not like some, if I can say, your personal account or something like that? So my question then is, why is it that you decided to open up a LLC, a company, if I can put it like that? Why isn't it just you and your bank account? Has it grown to that point where you need a whole, where you need to like put it all under a company? Is it because there's too many streams of income? What were the parameters? What happened? What made you decide to open up a company for this everything you're doing? Is it a company to you? Is that how you consider it or something? And yeah, I mean, is it too many streams of income? Is it tax issues or your auditing and whatnot you and frozen accounts you're trying to avoid? Or has it always just been a company when you started from the get-go? Let me know what's up, Collins.
Hey, Collins, thanks so much for the question. Interestingly enough, this is one of the most more common questions related to starting a business, which is, you know, when do you or why would you open an LLC or start an actual company instead of just keeping it under your own sort of sole proprietor self? The reason, there's a number of reasons for that. And for those of you who are listening, Collins was referencing an article that I wrote where I talked about how I switched from AWeber as an email service provider to Infusionsoft to now ConvertKit. And I was sharing some of the bills and things that I was paying because that was like one factor of why I was switched over among many. But in the bill, it was billed to Flindustries LLC, which is my company, Flindustries LLC, and not just Pat Flynn. And there's a number of reasons why that company exists. Yes, there are multiple streams of income. There are multiple sort of sub-businesses within that umbrella company. But more than that, there's a couple things. Let me start with one. One is it's for legal purposes. You know, if you have your business under your own sole proprietor self, and again, I'm not a legal professional, and I would make sure that you, before you make any decisions in what you do in your own business and your own situation, you talk to a professional. Again, that's my disclaimer there. But I did it because for a couple of reasons. One, I wanted to make sure that I kept my business separate than my personal stuff or from my personal stuff. And the reason that's important and why you need to create a business to do that is because if for whatever reason your business were to get sued or something happened there, my personal assets, because they're completely separated, wouldn't be touched at all. So that's one thing, you know, for the legal point of view. But also from a professional point of view, you know, if you're doing business out there and you're trying to serve an audience and you're building things and you're creating products and, you know, you're just doing business out there, if you have a company, it's more professional, and it's more professional from the viewer of the audience, but also in my own eyes, my own head. And that's really what has helped me more than anything. You know, creating this thing, it became serious. In my head, that was the boom. I'm doing a business now. I got to be focused. I got to be organized. I got to be CEO of my company. I'm not just playing around. I'm not a scrappy entrepreneur anymore. I got to actually build my business in a way that will grow and that will serve others even better. Now, there's a lot that goes along with that. Of course, there's the legal stuff that goes along with creating a business, which is really important. There's also the tax benefits and the write-offs. You know, I can write things off as a business that I couldn't, you know, doing personal stuff like before. Now, when did I open my business? I didn't start my LLC when I started my blogs. I started my LLC when I figured out that, wow, this is what I want to do forever, you know, be an entrepreneur. And when I started getting money coming in, showing me that this was actually something that I was going to do forever. So I started Flindustries LLC in December of 2008. For those of you who might remember my story, my blog, Smart Passive Income, started in October of 2008, so a few months before that. And I started generating an income from greenexamacademy.com, the site that I used to teach people how to pass the LEED exam. That started monetizing in October of 2008 as well. That, however, was around for a year and a half prior, building content, building relationships, and just being noticed. So again, just for those of you who are new to my story, it wasn't an overnight success by far. Anyway, that's why I have the business, for legal and tax purposes, for separation from my personal assets and protection. I mean, that's really what a business is there for, your protection. But also my mindset, to keep me focused on growing the business, to actually treating it in a way that I would be, you know, taking it seriously. And that's that. And of course, there's a lot of other things that go along with that too. When you're dealing with other people, for example, or you know, for other people for partnerships, other people for anything, book deals, whatever. The fact that you have a company is going to help you, and it's going to help you in your favor. Just again, not just for the legal and stuff, but again, the mindset stuff that comes along with that too is really important. So, Collins, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much. And of course, I'm going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank one more time FreshBooks.com for everything that they do to make my life easier with bookkeeping and invoicing and all that great stuff. If you want to check it out for 30 days for free, go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That lets them know that you came from here, and that's great for everybody. So thank you again so much, and I also want to give you a final quote, like I always do at the end of every episode, and this quote is from John F. Kennedy. He said, "Conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye.